All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
It's a little bit like, you know, that robot guy from the 90s. What was his name?
No.
Max Headroom.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Ian, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Of course, I hope you hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You get three new interviews sent your way every single week when you do. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just like this, to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Had some great guests drop by lately. Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction was just here. Jacob Bertram from the show Cobra Kai. Nikki, Robert Plant, Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. Paul Feig, he directed Jackpot with John Cena and Awkwafina, out now on Prime. David Duchovny, Randy Blythe from Lamb of God. Weird Al Yankovic. Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows, Reggie Watts, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special rewind episode, taking the clocks back not too far, just back to 2021, when Rob Halford of Judas Priest dropped by. We got to talk about his participation in Rock Camp, the movie. We dug into his autobiography, Confess, and of course, we talked about some music from Judas Priest. In fact, he would tell us about the musicians that would populate his own rock and roll fantasy camp, the magic and mysticism of our heroes, and how he learned to be an entertainer as he became a singer. The metal god also took us back to his 90s bands Fight and 2WO before giving us a peek into his own solo work that was heavily blues-inspired. And it was the 50th anniversary of Judas Priest, so a lot of talk about that as well. Let's do this again. Let's do the time warp again. A rewind episode. It's Kyle Meredith with Rob Halford of Judas Priest.
Hello, Kyle. Hello, everybody. Good to be with you today.
You've got a lot of things going on, as usual, and we're going to be talking about all of them, probably, here. I know there's a book we're going to get to in a minute, but I wanted to start because I just watched this documentary the other night, and it's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. It's about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And you, amongst many amazing artists, are in this. And what a unique kind of peek into this world that we've heard about for a few decades now. And let's start there. How did you become a part of this? Because what an amazing experience for the folks who sign up for this.
Well, let's see here. We've known David Fischer forever. He's a great friend of Judas Priest and many, many bands and many, many people in the music industry. So eventually we had the opportunity to speak with David and to make our first ever endeavor with the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp experience. And I got to say, originally we had a little bit of an idea of what it represented, but boy, once we got into it, man, this was huge. You know, the music is at the forefront of what Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is about, but then it's surrounded by all of these other beautiful parameters. You know, we can talk at length about all of the great aspects that kind of bounce off the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp experience. But that's how we first touched base with David. And of course, now David calls up. Yeah, we'll be there. So it's got to that place. We're so thrilled at every opportunity we have to be with him on the camp.
I guess one of the obvious questions is too, like, we know what the attendees get out of it. What do you get out of it experiencing it?
Well, it's just being with the attendees. It's being with them when we first meet them, when we walk into the room, and there's lots of hugs and sometimes tears, and there's just this great feeling of being together so closely, because a lot of the campers are fans of the bands that they work with. Sometimes it's a whole new experience. That's what I love about what David puts together. You know, the initial aspect of it is just to say that anybody in the world can come to the camp. You don't have to play an instrument. We can teach you how to play an instrument. You'll get all these great musicians teaching you how to play what you need to play. And the teamwork aspect is fundamental in bringing this whole project together with every band. So it's like making another band in 2 or 3 days. So we appreciate that as musicians coming from bands. But then it's all of the pieces that join together, you know, the emotional pieces that join together, the stories we exchange. And so it's a very close, intimate experience for us as musicians to be so close to some of our fans this way, whereas normally we'd be all in the crowd with each other, you know, or we'd meet each other briefly for a quick autograph or a meet and greet. When you're with each other for 2 or 3 days, you get a very, very special, unique bond that you can only get with that type of experience at the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
It's interesting you're talking about, you know, the bands that do come together so quickly and your experience with that too. Like, I know with each musician, when you get in a band, you know, each musician is part of a recipe, you know, and how that meal comes out tasting depends on, of course, who's playing in that. And even, you know, coming from your own bands, members come and go all the time. I mean, that must give you sort of some unique insight when you're talking to them about, okay, you've just been put basically in a room with a bunch of strangers. And while you've come to have fun, you're also here, you're also going to create something. I mean, what advice do you pass on in those moments right there?
Well, the beautiful thing about this is the humanity that comes from music. Music is a team builder. Music unifies. Music helps you build, create, get through whatever circumstances challenges you might be dealing with at every level, whether it's the challenge of learning, breaking the law, or another life challenge. These are the advantages that being at the camp brings out of you. I think that's another thing you discover. If you go to the camp and you can't play guitar, but you want to learn to play guitar, you'll be taught to play the guitar by these great talented people, but you're only able to do that because of what you've got inside of you. So all of these incredible experiences are happening at different levels throughout every hour of the day that we're together. And I see that whole incredibly dynamic ball of music revolving through the experiences over the 2 or 3 days that we're all together to the climax of when we're actually performing, as we did on the last Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp with David at the Whiskey A Go-Go, on the famous Whiskey A Go-Go. You know, the campers are suddenly on this stage that's just historic. You know, you can't describe the energy of that night. So it's just so many beautiful emotions that are ringing around the room, the rehearsals, the final rehearsals, the rehearsals of the day, the dress rehearsals, and then, you know, the punters, as we Brits call fans. It's just so much of everything. It's just amazing.
And as we hear in the documentary, if you get lucky, you'll get a back massage from Rob Halford, which apparently you give great back massage.
I do. I could do with one now, actually.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Rob Halford.
You know, on the flip side of things, from the artist side too, like the fans get to interact with you all, but you all get to interact with each other. And I'm sure a lot of the artists already know each other, but you know, from that fan perspective, it seems like, well, if there's ever a moment that's ripe for a supergroup to come out of this, like, do those conversations get to happen? Do you all have your cool little talks, you know, off to the side?
You know what you've done, Kyle? I'm sure David will watch this and he'll go, oh, that's a great idea, you know, the David Fischoff Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp supergroups. Because yes, when you think of all of the talent that's taken part, and the great thing is we know each other. I'm pretty sure we all know each other over the years that David has been doing this great event. We know each other. So just think of the supergroups that could come out of all of the musicians that have taken part. You know, David's always looking for a new opportunity, a new idea for his camp. So maybe you've created something there, Kyle, the supergroups of David Fischoff.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, honestly. I am. I'm surprised we already haven't seen that.
I think we're so immersed, and the time flies so quickly. From the moment that we get together to the moment that we perform to the moment we all have to go back to different parts of the country and sometimes different parts of the world, we don't really have chance to think about anything beyond the moment that we're working with. And I tell you, man, we have to be so disciplined because musicians have got so many stories to share with each other, you know. And so it's a joy for us meeting our fellow musicians as much as it is for everybody that's in the experience.
Now, you know, if this had been around when you were younger, bit of on the spot question here, fun stuff. Like, who would you would like to have seen at a rock and roll fantasy? Who would have been your rock and roll fantasy?
Oh my God. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, Ian Gillan, Roger Daltrey, who's done a few of the camps. I'm trying to go way back in time here. Oh, it's endless, you know. This is again the beauty of the camp, that each of us are connected in that kind of dream of these opportunities that we have, and David makes them come true. And that's just incredible.
Of course, one of the reasons why this work is, of course, but you know how we as fans see our heroes, you know, the rock stars and everything, the mystique that comes along with that plays such a huge role. In a moment like this, though, does that mystique, is it part of you know, the thing? Does it wash away a little bit? Are you guarded, you know, for still to be Judas Priest, Rob Halford?
No, exactly what you're saying. And I think if you go in with that thing about yourself, it's not going to work. It really isn't going to work. You've got to go in there and drop everything, you know. That's what I love about rock and roll. That's what I, when I say rock and roll, I mean metal, I mean everything. When we go and see our favorite band or our favorite artist, the magic is happening before our eyes on stage. You've got the costumes, you've got the lights, you've got the special effects. You've got all of the fantasy of a show, because in essence, to a great extent, music is fantasy. Music is escapism. It takes us away from the things in the world that we want to forget about for a couple of hours. So that's that one side of it, you know. But when you go to the camp, you've got to drop that all away, and you've just got to rely on what you have learned, your experiences as a musician, as a singer. And it's particularly, sometimes I wish I could be Richie or Ian, because, you know, it's, I'm not going to say it's easier to teach somebody to play the guitar, but it's tougher to teach somebody how to sing. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. It's just sometimes it's hard to get across how you're trying to express a way of doing something. But you find a way of saying, well, if you use the voice in this way, you can sing from the chest, or you sing from the throat, or you put some gruffness in your voice, or you put a bit of vibrato here and there. There's all of that involved. But yeah, you've really just got to let it all go and go in there at the level that you need to be. And it's wonderful, because that starstruck moment, and I get starstruck like everybody else, that dissipates immediately. That dissipates because we all know what we're there for. We all know what we want to do together. And we all know the limited time we've got. So we all get into the work mode straight away. And it's what amazes me is how quickly things do come together from the moment that the doors open and the crew come in and the gear and then the campers. And then a few days later, we're on stage at the Whiskey. Wow, it's just remarkable.
Yeah, that starstruck thing, I was thinking, you know, I guess I'm surprised you didn't say Cher for your rock and roll fantasy camp, because seems like maybe that.
Well,
would
you know, I got a list from here to downtown Phoenix. I'm just searching for the ones that pop into my head, but Cher would be there definitely.
Cher would be there. I want to use what you were just saying a second ago, though, to kind of seg to your book too, because you know we do get some of your history here, and as you're teaching, you know, these campers basically how to be a singer, how to be a front person, how to be an entertainer. And I think the entertainment is a big part of it. You know, when I, you know, looking back at the old videos, heck, looking back at the, you know, the more recent stuff, you know, that's part of what has always been, at least for me, a draw to be a Judas Priest fan is, you know, what you're doing out there is still entertaining. And we can hear about, you know, where your influences come from as a musician, but what about that entertainment side? Because to lead a band, to be a front person, that takes more than just the voice, right?
It does. It does. I mean, looking back to my early escapades at school, where a lot of us kind of put on the stage for the first time, whether it's in a choir or whether it's in a little production of some kind, I used to be terrified to stand up in front of people. I would have stage fright. And in actual fact, some of those very early moments with some of my bands that I was in before I joined Judas Priest, that stage fright was tangible. It was real. You know, you feel it in your stomach, and you know, you get the dry mouth, and you're anxious and all of that, and so again, you learn something about your abilities from those early adventures. And yeah, in the book we talk about that search of discovery that is really leading you from the musical cog. That's the thing that drives you. You've got no control, man. You've got to be in a band. I've got to sing. Give me a mic. You know, as terrifying as it might have been in those early days, it's such a compulsion. You know, it takes over you. And I think most musicians will attest to that. You can't stop it. You know, it's just an incredible creative obsession.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Rob Halford.
With so much history, you know, that you had to pull on in that book. And we're talking about Confess. That's the book. I don't think we've actually said the title yet, which congratulations on this, because the, you know, feedback, the acclaim, I guess you would say, looks to be amazing coming off of this book right here. And with so many autobiographies out there, that's, you know, to kind of cut through that. But with so much history, were there stories that you felt were really important that you needed to tell in this? Because obviously, you know, a life story, the history, everything. But were there stories you thought, okay, I really need to tell these stories?
Got to instant shouts out, instant props to Ian Gittins, who worked with me with the book. Because I've, my first meetings with Ian, I said, Ian, a lot of stuff's happened to me in my life, man, and I don't know whether I should say certain things or I shouldn't. And he said, well, talking from experience, I think it's best that we get everything on the table. We talk through absolutely everything that you can remember. And we'll bring in some people where maybe the metal memory is a little bit misty. But let's just put it all out there and then we'll decide what we feel you're comfortable with. And as importantly, what you feel is vital to the timeline of your life, you know. So with that in mind, we just went for it. You know, we had hours and hours and hours of conversations. I remember him saying, well, rather than me asking Ian, how many hours will you need? He said, about 15. I said, 50? He goes, no, about 15 hours talking. We ended up like talking for close to 50 hours together over the weeks and weeks that he sat and I spoke. I love to talk, Kyle. And and so, yeah, there are very important pieces of everybody's life. Some of it not so positive, but you can't hold anything back. Musicians, by their very nature, just strip themselves bare with their music. It comes from the soul. So that's where we went with the book. And so there are definitely parts in the book that kind of you put the brakes on and you go, that actually happened, you went through this, you did that, you did the other, and that's the story, that's the life that I think we all have. I'm not unique, I'm not special in that respect, but I think those important punctuation marks in your life have to be told, because it makes the book real and honest and has all the elements of what a confession should be about.
With all the unauthorized books that have been out before, like what were the biggest misconceptions, if there were some? Like, were those moments where you're like, I got to set the record straight on this?
Well, I've never read an unauthorized autobiography of anyone other than the actual person that wrote the book, because I learned long ago in our great profession that there are multiple opportunities from people on the outside looking in to kind of put ideas together that they feel tell the story, and most of them don't. Most of them totally miss the mark. It's that thing where it comes from the proverbial metal horse's mouth that really matters. And so the unauthorized biographies are just, to me, they're just hatchet jobs. They're little bits of interviews, snippets of this, snippets of that, and it's put together probably by the best intentions of the author and the publisher. But I think if you want the real deal, you have to go with the source of the material, and that's what we did with Ian and with Harper and with Shet.
I mean, with a lot of my favorite books anyway, it's nice knowing about, learning about what was going on during those high points. I have this line that I always say, like, my favorite albums are the sophomore albums, you know, my favorite albums are the, you know, the other ones or something like that. And looking back, of course, you know, there was that 90s period. So this is post Judas Priest, and now you're out on your own and you're doing Fights and Two. And I hadn't listened to Two in a while. And I go back and I listen to that as I'm prepping for this. And I thought, my God, I love this. I liked it. I remember liking it. I love this stuff. Does that stuff, you know, that's not part of Priest. Does that stuff have any kind of a future, or does that now live right there in that moment?
Well, music lives with us forever. It's eternal, isn't it? I usually start my day by listening to classical music, which might sound odd, but that's what I do. And I'm listening to music that was written hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And I'm sure people will be banging their heads to Painkiller 500 years from now. But this is it, you know, music is timeless. It certainly is the story of our lives. All of us have a little collection of songs in our heads. I heard that song when I was on my first date. I heard that song when I learned to drive the car. You know, I heard that song when I turned 18. We've got all of those inside of us, and they live with us forever. So it's the same with those adventures that I had with my solo activities. They were important for me in my search for my wandering that I had in the metal desert to see what I was able to do. And I think that was fulfilling. It showed, it allowed me to find things out about myself that I don't think I would have been able to have done otherwise. You know, when I put together the first Fight album, War of Words, that was a task to test my metal, really. It wasn't self-indulgence. It was just to see what I was able to do. And so because that went really well, that's what gave me the drive to take on these other experiences. But yes, it's all good. It's all good and it's all there. And, you know, if you're in the mood for a little bit of two, and then you want to go off to Screaming for Vengeance and then come back for some resurrection in my world, then that's it. The music is always ready and waiting in the wings.
Do we find you right now in the present in sort of a similar moment? Because as I read about a blues album that you're working on, I mean, this seems like another opportunity is this another opportunity to find out what you can do?
Love the blues. Everything comes from the blues. Rock and roll, it all starts with the blues. And what a great style of music that is, you know. I've been working on, well, I say I, my brother, Nigel, and my nephew, Alex, Ian Hill, son on bass, and our friend, Blakey on guitar. Those guys have been putting together the foundations for quite a while now. We have enough material to make a record. I've just got to find the words and put the voice on it at some point. The only thing that I threw at the guys was, again, have fun, like we did with the Celestial album. Have fun, you know, do what you feel you want to do in terms of ideas. I did give them a list of some of my favorite blues styles and blues performers as a little bit of a template for the guys to bounce off of. But I you know, it's all in this phone. I've got the album in this phone, and it's great. It's going to be a special moment for me because I've always wanted to make a blues record. So again, when time allows, and it's been very, very tough for so many musicians with what we've been dealing with the COVID pandemic, and the glorious waiting to launch 50th anniversary Priest tour and another Priest record, then we'll get into the blues section of what I have on the front boiler, back boiler. I got a stove with all these different parts of the front boiler, back burner, front burner, side burner, and it's joyful. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful that I'm still able to do all these incredible things in metal, you know, with so many incredible people.
I am interested, you know, when you're talking about all those different styles, though, like what you lean towards. I mean, when we talk about a blues record, I don't know if it's one thing or a bunch of things, but are we talking Muddy Waters? Are we talking Cream?
Oh, you know? Everybody. Yeah. Bessie Smith, Stevie Ray Vaughan, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Gary Moore, Rory Gallagher. Oh, you know, one of the greatest blues performances ever from Led Zeppelin. And the name escapes me now, the track, the blues track. Floyd, a lot of Floyd stuff is based on blues structure, you know. Very, very, very much so. So, Stray Cat, Status Quo, AC/DC. Man, the blues has been everywhere, hasn't it? So, it's great because, you know, you could go into one specific area and stay in that place and focus and just little, you know, subtle changes here and there. But much like the Celestial album, you know, I think this effort should just be a little bit of little texture of every taste of all these different blues flavors.
Does that give you an opportunity, you know, as the frontman, as the lyricist, to try something else? Like I was looking back on a quote, and you were talking about your lyrics for Priest, that when you found your templates, good vanquishes evil, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, but when you're doing something like this, do you allow yourself to go somewhere completely different?
The blues is the blues. We all feel the blues, but you can have the happy blues as well as the sad blues. And you can have all of these characters in blues, you know, whether it's Robert Johnson, the Crossroads, meeting the, you know, old Nick and all this kind of stuff. The opportunities for stories, for some of them similar to the Priest Adventures of Fantasy, like the Sentinel or the Painkiller or any of those great characters that were created. You can throw your lyrics wherever you want to throw them if they're connecting with the music. Again, messages in music are vital, because, you know, we like to hear stories that kind of that we can relate to or attach ourselves to in reality or in fantasy. So that's going to be an adventure for me. I love to sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper, because that's how I do it, and just think, you know, and I have an idea and I just throw some bullet words down instantly, and that's how the seeds start to grow.
Well, I've certainly found some solace in those battles, you know, in the past few years, especially, you know, with everything that's happening worldwide. I mean, the idea of good battling evil sometimes sounds like a fantasy when it shouldn't. So I appreciate
it. That's so true. That's so true, Kyle. And, you know, this has just been another opportunity for us to see the power, the healing power of music. Because, boy, you know, when life gets tough, we run to our music. We put some music on in the car or at work, whatever. We wrap ourselves up with this incredible dimension of music, because of the good that it does, and the good that it contains in getting across evil, as we'll call the evil COVID pandemic. It's been particularly difficult for musicians, as well as it's been particularly difficult for fans, to be apart from each other for so long. We haven't been able to get on stages and have great nights out together. All of the elements that we've missed, you know, coming home from work, putting your Priest t-shirt on and getting in the car or the train or the bus or a carpool, and you're going to the show and you're blasting Priest, and you pull up at the venue and you get out and you buy some merch and you buy a beer and the lights go down and the band's on. Man, let's get that back, you know. So in the last few days, I've been urging our metal community to get the jab, just because once you're jabbed, you're pretty much safe, and that lets us get back together again. So we've been using music to get through to this place that we're eventually going to return to, and that's going to be a really incredible moment.
I've got my second shot. I'm already 2 weeks past it. I'm happy to be there.
Congratulations. Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah, congratulations to you. It is important. I'm so grateful for the things you're saying, all the positivity that you do put out into the world for 50 years. I mean, right over your shoulder there, 50 years of
Oh, Jesus, yes. Right, what there. A great book this is. We, this book just came out recently. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. You know, stories, I beg your pardon, photographs are the stories of our lives, you know? Sometimes you just show somebody a picture and instantly they know what that picture represents. So this is a great book. This has the entire life of Judas Priest until now in its pages. Yeah, 50 glorious years of heavy metal.
50 amazing years. 50 amazing years of, again, great music, positive messages. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. Congratulations on 50 years. Congratulations on those books above your other shoulder there. As we're just pointing out, everybody can see what you need to buy right around here. That's all. It's all right there.
What can I say? There's so much going on in the world. People got, he's got a book out. When is he made a book? Yes, there's a book. And there's a great Priest photo book. Thank you, Carl. This has been a real treat. I've really enjoyed speaking with you today, and I hope everybody enjoys what we've been talking about, all the great stories of David Fischoff and the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, the power of music, the power of the jab, the power of positivity, the power of metal. So look after yourself, Kyle, and I hope we get to see each other soon in the not-too-distant metal future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rob. It's been a pleasure. Take care, and we will. We will see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
My thanks to Rob Halford. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews, again, that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Again, please do give the series a rating and a review while you're at it. And then after that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Dr. John, Melanie, Astrid Gilberto, Pearl Jam, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Marshall Crenshaw, The Clash, Paul Simon, Sasami, Phoenix, Always, Ram Jam, Zach Bryan, Bruce Springsteen, Claro, Deltron 3030, Jim Blossom, Soundgarden, St. Vincent, Father John Misty, and my interview with Mark Gardner of the band Ride. Again, just an example of what you hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
You appear to be no longer Max Headroom, but you are Kyle Headroom.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.